Everybody, another edition of the Damon G Show, another one of these I just woke up, I got something to say editions of the Damon G Show, anchor.fm, DamonG347 on Twitter, as well as Damon G Show on Instagram. So, in continuation to yesterday's show about self-love and self-punishment and development, I want to stay in that vein because, one, it's my job. It's one of the things I like to do in terms of being a therapist and a personal development coach with people, that sometimes I have to kind of just remind myself that not everyone understands what's best for them. Not everyone is capable of getting out of their own way. And what that means, and what I mean by that, is that you can have everything given to you in life on a silver platter, because I thoroughly, thoroughly believe that you make your existence. I always say everyone, how you interpret the world, how you interpret everyone, is how you are internally pushed outward. Everyone is you pushed out. So I'm bringing this up because I had a client last night who refuses to get out of their own way. And I'm not violating any HIPAA rules. I'm not violating any kind of agreements where I don't discuss. They know that if I do a podcast, they might be used as a case study. That's just something that we've all agreed on. So I'll get that out of the way. I'm not violating any trusts here. I have a client that just can't get out of their own way. And it is one of the most infuriating things, just as a person, that I have to deal with, or that I have to look through or sort through with this person and remind them of the ways that they're getting in their own way of happiness. Now, I can extend that to everyone else in this world, given the current circumstances and with states opening up on a percentage basis, people kind of acting as if the last month and a half didn't happen in certain states, and then we see a spike of the curve, which we predicted, a lot of us predicted that was going to happen. Georgia, looking at you. Florida, you're next. So are you, Texas. But just the ability to see and know that you are getting in your way and it's stopping you from achieving and manifesting what you want. I've done it. I've gotten in my own way a bunch. But hey, here's the beautiful part about being human. You eventually, hopefully, learn from your mistakes. And it's because of me reading this book called The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. I implore people who like to read about personal development to look into this book. I have it on Scribd, $8.95 a month. Not bad. You know, unlimited books that they have available on their catalog. A lot cheaper than Audible. And no, I'm not getting paid for that promotion. I just wanted to put that out there for y'all. So the book itself talks about how good can you live life? How many degrees higher than your new normal or than your default life can you live? Can you be happy as well as be wealthy? Can you be a loving human as well as someone who gets it done? Can you have it all, almost, or how good can you stand it? And it's because of this book I'm constantly thinking, is this as good as I can stand it? Or can I stand more goodness? And notice, I'm focusing on the good because most of us, we focus on the bad. My parents are guilty of this. They are constantly focusing on the negative as if they are hopeless. And it frustrates me, and this is why I don't talk to my parents more than once a month sometimes, because same garbage in, same garbage out. But I digress. So it's about getting into your zone of genius, the book itself overall. You know, there's your zone of mediocrity, there's your zone of good, there's your zone of excellence, and then there is your zone of genius, which essentially translates to, like I always talk about the ikigai, what is it that you are really effing good at, that you love to do, that doesn't seem like work, that you're getting paid top dollar for, or just you're getting paid for it so you don't feel fiscal pressure, because in this society, money is important. So when I work with clients who are constantly reverting back to the default mechanism of either self-destruction, self-sabotage, lack of belief. I want to give a proverbial, you know, what are you doing, slap across the face sometimes. And that happens. You know, we've had friends where I just want to shake you because what you're saying right now makes no sense to me and it is ridiculous that you still feel this way. But alas, you can't do that. You can't be slapping around your friends. You can't be slapping around your clients. So you have to kind of work through the mess. So when I work through the mess of my clients or even myself, where I'm realizing that we're all getting in our own way because A, we think it's too hard to live outside of our comfort zone, or B, it doesn't interest us because it's boring living out of your comfort zone. I always say, if it doesn't scare you, you're not doing it right in terms of making those steps. So I have one client in particular, and here I go, going back to the point. They, when it comes to romantic partners, when it comes to relationships, they treat relationships as if it is a 10-point cross-examination on the witness stand. And again, whatever floats your boat, hey man, do you. But when you break down your life into a series of checklists, and I don't mean what you're looking for in a partner, I mean just you have to hit these checklists. And people say, I ask too many questions. I've been accused of asking way too many questions, but that's my job, to find out answers. I'm good at it. I like the why. But because people are so conditioned, especially native New Yorkers, they are so conditioned to either A, suspect everybody's got an angle, because I'll be the first to admit, when I first moved to Dallas, one of the things I struggled with was having people tell me, good morning, how are you, being cordial, and potentially actually meaning it, where on the other hand, I always thought, what's your angle? So this person is conditioned to think everybody, and they mama, is out to get them. And I have asked this person numerous times, how has this behavior helped you to become better? And it's the usual generic answer of, no one gets over on me. Nobody takes advantage of me. I gotta look out for me. While I get that, there's something that's a disconnect from that kind of behavior. You wear it as a badge of honor, when in reality, you're cutting yourself off from the potential possibilities that life can be doing really good things for you, or with you, or working with you, or trying to just kind of throwing things at you where you're thinking, hey, this is actually an interesting opportunity. So this person, when it comes to just their personal relationships, romantic relationships, everything fits within a 10-point freaking checklist, and it drives me batty. I've known this person and worked this person on and off for multiple years, more than 5. And I've had to constantly remind them, how is this helping you? How is this benefiting you? How is this making you your best version of yourself? And it is by no means an easy task, my friends. Here on the Damon G Show, it is not an easy task. Because even I struggle with getting out of my own way. I revert back sometimes to old behaviors. So if I'm aware how hard it can be, I'm empathizing with the fact that they sometimes go back to it. But I feel as if it's every other week, it's one step forward, 3 steps back, one step forward, 3 steps back. Here's the easiest way to get out of your own way, in my estimation. Don't try to control everything that happens in your life that isn't about you. Let me say that again. Don't try to control everything in life that doesn't involve you and the choices you can make. What I mean by that is that some people are so controlling of every little aspect of their life, checklists, to-do lists just to get through the day, which boggles my mind. And again, whatever floats your boat, but that ain't me. You do friendships based on a checklist. You do relationships based on a checklist. Where's the variety in that? where's the life might throw me a positive curveball in that. That is a little bit way too regimented for my liking, but usually the people I talk to that share this mindset, and I ask them, so what are your goals? Where do you want to be? Not the where do you want to be in 5 years. Shoot, where do you want to be in 3 months? They're back in the same place because they're doing the same ish that didn't work the first time. Because remember, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. And I have been guilty of this a billion times when I was younger. I was guilty of this a lot when I was younger, of I'm going to do it my way. Just to prove a point, the easiest way to get out of your own way is to release controls of things that are not on your side of the street. That's it. Once you allow that stuff to happen, once you take care of your inner work, because let's go back to the beginning, everyone and everything is you pushed out, how you interpret life is how you feel inside, things just open up. But when the person tells me, hey, I met this person, they seemed cool, but it's one thing to be cautious. It's another thing to say, hey, in order for me to even interact with you, you have to have these 10, 15 qualities. Really? Checklists for human interaction? That's new. And again, within a week, they're calling me and complaining and even working with me. They ask me more questions about me and my existence and my life and my intentions as a human when they're paying me to work with them. I mean, it's your dime, do what you want. You're not getting a lot out of me, but hey, be my guest. But that's something I woke up today just being really irked by. So people, let me just say this as someone who literally cares, legitimately cares about his fellow humans. If life is presenting you good stuff, money, love, opportunity, joy, all the good juicy stuff that we aspire to achieve, why do you have to think about it potentially getting worse? Why even put that in the brainstem? Because once it makes your subconscious, you're going to keep running the old program of, well, you know, things like this don't usually happen to people like me. That's my favorite. Things like this don't happen to people like me. You mean humans? You mean people that breathe and have blood and they're alive? Really? Because it happens to people like us all the time. You know, I don't boil us down to just what separates us via, you know, skin color. I don't boil it down to what separates us via religion or any other separatism. I respect and I appreciate everyone's cultures, everyone's lifestyles, everyone's thought processes. As long as they're not harming themselves or other people, we good. Don't start and won't be none. But why would you even ask the question? I go back to the book, The Big Leap. How good can you stand it? That you can't wait to revert back to old behaviors because this is so foreign to you. You're afraid. So you go running back. It's sort of when we're playing, if anyone remembers Steal the Bacon growing up, where you run from one end to the middle of the gym to get either the eraser or the ball and run it back to your side before the other person does. I don't know the other names of this game. It's like you ran. It's as if you ran for Steal the Bacon and then you stopped midway through and then you ran back because you realized I wasn't going to catch the ball. I wasn't going to grab the marker. Why? You learn more by actually giving it a shot. Oh, I'm embarrassed. Who cares? Embarrassed by what? People who have just as embarrassing stories? People who have been through similar-ish? People who don't live perfectly? Okay. So for me, as a guy who constantly has to remind himself and his clients and his friends and everyone else in my life that you have control over your existence and the choices you make, that's irksome. And I woke up to that, and I woke up wanting to talk about this, and it might seem like a soapbox episode, so forgive me to all the people who listen to my show. I'm only saying, take that with a grain of salt. Take what I say sift through it. If anything sticks with you, great. If not, if it doesn't suit you, feel free to discard. But if you want to get out of your own way, the number one thing I will always suggest to people is let go of the controls. Let go of the controls, because you can't control every ounce of your life. That sounds exhausting. Sometimes you just gotta let ish go. And then that's when doors open. But that's my two cents. I wanted to get that off my chest only, and I felt the need to want to discuss this with people, and I'm gonna pose a question to you all. At what point have you ever realized, I keep making the same mistakes over and over again, I keep trying to revert back to these past behaviors that I thought at one time helped me, but are not really helpful? Think about that. You don't gotta share it with me, but if you do, reach me on social media, Damien G Show on Instagram, DamienG347 on Twitter. I am always open to discussion. But when was the last time you actually caught yourself making the same mistakes that had you running in place and not progressing, or you realized you were scared because you were out there doing it for yourself, trying to make moves, and you got so scared that you decided, even subconsciously, and you noticed it, that you reverted back to behaviors that don't serve you and it was causing you self-sabotage? I would love to hear from you all. Please feel free to reach out. Thank you to Anchor.fm for sponsoring the show. Shout out to everyone who listens to me on all those streaming platforms, Spotify, Stitcher, etc., etc. Without you, there is no us, and I'll see you next time.